Detroit, I am so excited because I have Pastor John P. Key on the phone with me. How are you?
Look, you know I'm Uncle John to you. I'm doing great. I'm doing super.
It is so fantastic to hear your voice. I follow you on Instagram, and I love what you do. I laugh with you. You are so hilarious.
Let me tell you something. We have to take life day by day and understand that if you cannot smile and look, exemplify the joy of the Lord, you need to get somewhere and sit down.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Listen, I don't know if a lot of people know, you have been instrumental in bringing back the choir to the radio.
Right.
And it's been a mission of yours.
Absolutely, because listen, what we did, Randy, and you, I don't want to tell your history, but your history is like mine. We grew up with that choir in the church, and when the worship team came along, we silenced thousands and thousands of worshipers, telling them that, you know, we're going to sit you in the audience and y'all just, you know, follow us. And I'm not bashing the new age or the new time. I have an amazing worship team at our church.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. Right when they get up, about 10 minutes after then, I bring that choir up because I still embrace that music.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a part of our fabric. And I'm producing a movie now about a record deal my father got in 1947 with a choir.
Mm.
They did a cappella music, and they were on their way to New York to record. They were turned around by the Ku Klux Klan that shot their tires out of their bus.
Wow.
It's a great movie. But I'm able to bring that music back. And I tell you, Randy, I'm having a ball doing it.
You know, even down to the song, I Believe. One of the things I grew up singing a cappella. So one of the things that I know is even without the instrument, you know, that soul is in the choir.
Let me tell you something. That's the history. That's who we are. And guess what? I actually tell that story in the movie. I go back to 1912 when they would send the little black brother up to the white church and he'd hear the songs and he'd come back and they would sing it in common meter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you look, I know where you come from, so I get it.
Well, I am so glad to hear from John P. Key. You have a new single out and you are on a new label.
I am. We just signed a wonderful little deal with E1, and they're so lovable. Let me tell you something. They're family, and they're excited. I'm excited. We're doing brand new things. I hadn't signed a major deal in a few years since I left New York, and I'm really, really excited about it because what we're doing is they're just not investing in John P. Key, the quote-unquote artist, but, you know, everything from New Life to the VIP to the instrumental project to the 10 Women, 10 Victories to the court. I got so much in the can. So I'm just so glad that I believe that this marriage is going to be major and we're going to be able to really touch a lot of lives.
Fantastic. What is I Made It Out about?
I Made It Out, actually, I said it's the sequel to You Don't Know My Story.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody you know has a testimony of something that God pulled them out of, and that's what I wanted to tap into, and we're doing that, not with just the song on Instagram. We have the challenge, and if you look, people are singing from all over, not the United States, but all over the world, singing this song, and what I'm doing is, those that bring the testimony with the vocals, Randy, I'm doing old John P. Key stuff. I'm getting cash apps.
Uh-oh.
We've given hundreds and hundreds of dollars away. Everybody we can is a winner, and I'm excited about it. And I love it because everybody gets to testify, and that's what church music was.
Yeah.
Come on, it's a plan.
Yeah.
Church music was, we got up, and we told them the goodness between now and the last Sunday you saw us.
Come on.
And I tell you what, people are embracing it, Randy, and I just thank God that even people like yourself that understand the opus, where it really comes from and where it's going, it's to really encourage the household of faith, and I'm loving it.
This song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it out all right.
Well, it is a pleasure talking to you. How can we find you on social media?
Listen, on Instagram and Twitter, I'm Keithwit, K-E-E-T-W-I-T. Watch for the Fakers. I got my check now, so follow the one with the check.
Yes.
Got Facebook, John D. Keith. Let's do it, America. Listen, I want to encourage everybody and thank you at the same time for still allowing our little old country music to be a part of programming, from Standing in the Need of Prayer all the way to I Made It Out All Right. I appreciate you so much.